Here's a thought I'll title, The Space That Supports Your Work. And of course, it's pretty obvious that we need certain things to support what we do as photographers. We need a camera. We need lenses. Probably a few accessories, maybe a tripod, possibly some light sources, etc. There's stuff we need. But looking back at my 5 decades in photography, I can't help but think that the most important support that we need in our creative pursuits is the space in which we work. I got seriously committed to photography in the 1970s, but at the time, I didn't realize how that was going to affect, for example, where I chose to live. Being a photographer and wanting to make my own prints, my choices of living spaces over the next 5 decades were always determined based on where I was going to put the darkroom. So if I was apartment hunting in my youth or looking for a house as I got a little older, that was the first and foremost thing. Where does the darkroom go? My first darkroom was essentially in a closet, a walk-in closet. It was very cramped. It had no ventilation. There was no running water. I had to bring the water in from the sink in the bathroom. It was not conducive to doing good, serious work, let alone the fact that there was hardly any place to store anything. I not only did my film developing and my printing in that closet, but I also used it when I needed to cut mat boards or assemble a Nielsen No. 11 frame for a piece of work. It was, to put it mildly, not a very comfortable space that encouraged work, particularly on a hot summer day because there was no air conditioning. The next place I lived had a basement, so I built a couple of walls into a corner of the basement and had my darkroom there, so it was a little bit bigger. But again, I had no running water. So developing film and doing prints and washing prints was a complicated thing, but it was in the basement, so there was a faucet down there, and it wasn't too bad. Then I moved into a place that fortunately had an extra bedroom where I could set up the darkroom, but again, no running water. All of those darkrooms were very limited in size, too, and so the idea of making a 16x20 print was impractical. My largest prints were 11x14. And I learned in those early darkrooms how much the space that we're working in influences what we choose to produce. Fast forward to the late 1990s and the early 2000s, I had a fantastic studio that gave me plenty of room not only for the large darkroom we used for the Lenswork Special Edition prints as well as my own printing, but we also had fantastic print finishing areas and a large dry mount press, and suddenly making bigger prints was a possibility that I'd never been able to take advantage of before because of space limitations. Today, I don't have a darkroom. I don't have a print finishing room. I have a computer desk and a printer, and a small area where I can do some work with paper. And hence my most recent work tends to be chapbooks rather than folios, tends to be PDFs rather than individual prints. Not that I don't want to make individual prints, not that I don't want to make big prints, but I just don't have the room for it where I am here in upstate New York. The point I guess I'm trying to make is that we may not be aware how much the space we create for our art life influences the art we actually produce. In my case, anyway, without being aware of it, without being conscious of it, over the years I've adapted the work that I create, the medium, the format, the size, the materials, to the workspace that I have available. I thought it was the other way around. I thought I was creating workspaces that would accommodate what I wanted to make. But I think, in retrospect, I had that backwards. I think over the entire 50 years I've been involved in photography, that what I produced is a function of where I produce it. And certainly, photography, with its needs for darkroom and framing and all the rest of it that goes into it, is one of the most demanding art media we could possibly imagine when it comes to space. Maybe ballet or dance are the only media that would require more space than we do between darkrooms, computers, print finishing, framing, matting, portfolio case construction, etc. And curiously enough, those restrictions, based on the space that I've had available, have really pushed me in the direction of thinking critically about the media that I use and the physicality of what I produce. And ultimately, I think that's a good thing. But like I say, in retrospect, a thoroughly unexpected consequence of how our art space encourages certain media, certain format, certain aesthetic decisions that are being influenced in ways that perhaps we're not even conscious of.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.